I trouble with two customers, and they become very threatening and abusive. So what I did, I just made my way to the nearest police station, and en route, as you see that car there, a police van pulled up like that. So I just got out and I said, look, I'm in a bit of trouble here. I've got two customers in the cab that are being very abusive, and I want them out of the cab. They said, okay. They got out, walked over to the cab, opened the door and said, out. So they started being abusive to the policeman, which was their biggest mistake. They got arrested immediately. So I've had that a couple of times. I've had a couple of arguments with customers, but nothing serious. I've had a lot of fun with them as well over the years. You know, a man might have had an argument with his wife, and the first person he runs into is the taxi driver. I don't have to say more, do I? But by the time he gets in the cab, you know, he's angry with everybody. By the time he gets out, he's all right, he's laughing. You become a sort of a psychologist in this job. You'd be surprised the amount of people that you meet and what goes on, and from pregnant women to old grannies who've got locked out. The situations are endless. What can happen to you as a cab driver is unbelievable. You couldn't make it up. But it's been an interesting job. It's been an interesting 35 years, and the people have been excellent. You know, the tourists, all the visitors, all our own crowd. I've had a good time with them. I've done 35. If I can do another 25, I'll be happy. Yeah, if I can get 60 years, then I'll be happy. I'm not going to push it hard. I'm just going to take my time and chug on. It's a big city. I mean, it's 36 mile long and 18 mile wide. It's a metropolis. I work roughly about 8 hours. You know, you've got to enjoy what you do, haven't you? I left school with very, very little academic qualification. And I was very, very badly dyslexic. And there wasn't many doors open to me. In those days, they didn't understand that dyslexia like they do today. But I was lucky. I mean, I started work at 13 as a barrow boy. Do you know what I mean by a barrow boy? A person who sells fruit from a stall. And by the time I was 22, I've been working the street about 9-10 years before. And then I did this. I'm a Cockney. There's a church in this city called Bow Bells Church. Bow Bells, yeah? Those bells carry 12 miles. So in that radius of 12 miles, whoever's born within the sound of them bells is a Cockney.